Hello, everybody. This is Gary Kay, and you are about to listen to a really cool podcast with a guy you've never heard of from a company you probably haven't heard of, but you're going to hear about them all during Infocom and after Infocom. I'm excited to be joined by Walter Pearson, who is the director of sales for North Vision Technology. Walter, how are you?
Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. And really looking forward to Infocom coming up.
Well, no offense, but I'm guessing most people who are listening to this and most people walking into the show next week aren't going to know who you are. But at ISE, you kind of blew us away with a product that you sort of demoed there, like a sneak peek of a wireless transmission system. Talk about what North Vision is bringing to Infocom and what your differentiator is. And by the way, they're at northvision.com.
Thank you, Gary. So North Vision has been working for almost 3 years on a new technology. We're not satisfied with the current meeting appliances. We believe that the technology that we're creating has multiple applications, but the first one we're bringing out is for meeting rooms. And the biggest problem we have is that currently you have a USB, typically you have a little USB hockey puck. And with drivers and everything else, it causes problem. You also have to do compression, and you have other issues, latency, sometimes, you know, just a good old-fashioned setup we all hate. Our product, because we have a different part of the spectrum, is operating at 12 times the bandwidth of any existing product, no matter whether it's HDMI or USB. By going to HDMI and putting all the circuitry for transmission into our player and into our receiver, now we can literally do it with no drivers. If you can output an HDMI signal, then you can use our device. We are planning on coming out with other models in the future, but we're starting with HDMI just because of its simplicity and the ubiquitousness of HDMI. Yeah, it operates up to 4K. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Well, because of the frequency that it's in, it's not going to conflict with anything else in a room in a facility, and it allows you to do really high bandwidths, right?
That's correct. We do extremely high bandwidth. We're going to be operating at the 60 gigahertz frequency. We have a bandwidth of about 7 gigahertz. So it's just tremendous the amount of information we can send across it. Our choice was to go to the new frequency so we don't have to do any compression. So you are literally getting the world's first wireless true 4K collaboration system with absolutely no compression. It's raw 4K. And because of that, we have no latency because there's no processing needed of our signal.
And so what do you do in the case where somebody has a display port or USB-C? Do they need to have an adapter to convert to HDMI, or are you also taking that into consideration with the design parameters?
One of the design parameters we ran across was simply power usage and size of the chips that are currently available on the market. Mm-hmm. So we elected to go with a player, which does have a battery. You get about 3.5 to 4 hours out of the battery. We're doing HDMI at first. USB and other connectors will follow. And we chose to do the strategy just because the market is, they're simply, the technology is not ready for the other chips yet. So, yes, just a simple, inexpensive $40, $50, a lot of people probably have them, USB-C to HDMI. So if you're on Macintosh, it works fabulous. If you've got one of the newer Dell or HPs with their USB, it works there. If you have HDMI, it doesn't matter. It'll go ahead and sync up. It takes about 2 seconds to connect. And after that, you're running it at 4K.
And when you, let's say you shut down for the day and start back up, do you still sync each time, or does it say does the syncing stay? How is it, like Bluetooth, or how does that work?
No, it's not like Bluetooth. Actually, the syncing is done ad hoc. Okay. So if whether you're doing from your laptop to a large screen or a projector in the ceiling, and you want to do, say, bidirectional touch, the system is so fast that will actually resync every single time. And unlike a lot of them, we can actually have 8, 10, 12 different players in a room, and one of them can control what's being displayed on the screen. So the syncing is done automatically as part of the handshake. And once that's done, you're ready to go.
So you mentioned about control. Is there a sort of a monitoring function or a management function for the person leading the meeting to determine who gets to be on the screen, and if you have multiple users at the same time, or is it only a one-to-one transmission system?
Currently, we only have a one-to-one transmission. Whoever is the person who is actually playing is in control of the system. We do not get on the network. Therefore, there's no network control possible. We simply don't want to be on your network. If there is an issue, you can simply go ahead and hit the player again, and it will resync very quickly.
Okay. Yes, that's going to, and I encourage people to go by and look at it, because it was interesting. You guys were showing an interactive board or something like that in your booth. And then like at the end of this video, you go, oh, by the way, we have this 4K wireless system. I'm like, wait a minute, you buried the lead. And I think I used that in the title of the video. That was the more impressive thing. And it's really neat to see. You are in booth C1601. And
yes, sir.
I encourage everyone to go by there, North Vision Technology. I'm excited for you, Walter, and I wish you guys best luck, and I look forward to seeing it in action myself.
And the vision board is a natural with these. It's a premium 4K board. We've done everything we can to make them the best quality we possibly can with the lowest failure rate. These big boards do fail occasionally. And with the Vision Share, it's just so seamless as to be unbelievable. It's a fabulous solution for meeting rooms. And we're looking to expand that technology.
Yeah, and in fact, that's, I think, what you were focused on in the video. So best of luck to you, and we'll see you next week. Everyone, thanks for listening. And if you're not at the show and you want to see this thing in action, go to northvision.com, or you can watch the video we shoot at InfoComm by just simply going to our InfoComm coverage at ravepubs.com, click on the InfoComm link, then type in North Vision in the video search window, and it'll pop up. You can actually do that from the ISE site if you want to go ahead and see it now by going to raypubs.com/ISE2018 and see that video I'm talking about. Walter, best of luck to you. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, sir, and we'll see you at booth 1601 sometime during the week. Have a great day.